Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bonjour, c'est à vue from the Bridge podcast officiel des Giants de Belfast pour kingdomofthegiants.com. Aujourd'hui, c'est mardi 5 septembre 2023. Je m'appelle Patrick Smith. On this week's show, we're live on YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitter. You can also download us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all your normal podcast providers. On this week's show, let's look back at an interesting weekend in Finland as the Giants return to Champions League hockey action. Miles Gendron will be joining us, and so will Ben Lake. They'll be joining us later in the show. Simon popped down to training. We'll show you what he had to chat about there. And it's more Champions Hockey League this week with a trip to Innsbruck and the return of Bolzano to Belfast in the Steve Saviano derby. Bonjour, David.
I was not expecting that kind of Francois start.
We are very much Francophiles here, Nick, you know that.
Bonsoir, Patrice. Ça va?
Oui, ça va bien. C'est quoi?
Yeah, bonsoir. Ne jamais pardonner, ne jamais oublier. Never forgive, never forget.
Simon, ça va?
Oui, ça va bien.
I feel a theme going on today. It's been one hell of a weekend for the Belfast Giants. Do you enjoy the games, first of all, David, before we get into the nuts and bolts of it?
Yes, I obviously particularly enjoyed Friday, slightly over Saturday, because it was a bit more of a game that we were in for longer stretches. But in terms of what we're getting top quality hockey from us and against us, and you know, it's a competition that we've earned the right to be in. It's a competition that's always going to be challenging for us, but for sure it's good to be there.
Simon, what's the atmosphere like in the organization with it?
Do you know what, the boys have been working hard at practice, and then you know, it's never easy when you've got obviously travel for three games on the trot, and the two games the Finland last week, the flight was delayed in the first day. It's disrupts a little bit, not a hell of a lot. And I know Adam never looks for excuses. He just calls it the way it is a lot of the time. And I knew they were really looking forward to the trip. And look, you know, when Davey just touched on it there, it's always going to be difficult against these teams, whether it's in Austria or whether it's in Finland. And when you go into the first game on Friday, Davey again just you know, touched on it there. And, you know, you put a great performance up and you lose one of the guests we'll have coming on, Max Gendron, within the first period, and then you lose. You've obviously locked best lip in late before things starts. It puts you behind the black ball straight away. We were right in that game. I know we're going to go on to talk about it, but look, I'm really proud of the way that they handled the weekend. It was always going to be a tough task, and I'm a bit disappointed I didn't actually make the trip, but it is what it is.
It's one of those, isn't it? You always want to go, especially when your team go into Europe and they're traveling around Europe, you know, competing with that Belfast Giants logo on the front. You really want to be part of it. You really want to be part. And, you know, the guys who were out there seemed to have a fantastic time, and, you know, some brilliant photographs that have come back for it that made us all very jealous. But let's get stuck into these games, actually, gents. And we'll start. New computer, thanks to the provider of the computer, but it's throwing up all sorts of things. The first game, was a 3-1 loss to Lucarama. The goals for Belfast opening the scoring with Greg Prince in 2019. And then Sebastian Repo and Braden Burke with Sebastian Repo with two and Braden Burke with one for Lucarama. In nets, Tyler Beskarwani, 23 shots on, 2 goals against, and Daniel Lebedev, 26 goals on, 2 goals, 1 goal against. The thing about it, as you said there, Simon, we were in that game wholeheartedly. Yeah. In that game, we take the lead, and the performance was outstanding.
Yeah, again, you know, being on the ice for, I think it was 7 or 8 practices that the boys had together going into that game. Obviously, the 2 games against Cardiff were competitive. Losing Ben Lake before the weekend starts was always going to be difficult. It, you know, everybody knows I'm a fanboy of Laker and what he brings. It's not just on the ice, but it's off the ice as well, and how good he is in the room and getting guys fired up for things. And it was always going to be a tough task for us, but everybody dug in. They all dug deep. Besko played really well. Defensively, I thought we were really sound. You know, look, we're no slouches. Let's just get that out of the way. They're a good team, a top-level team from Finland. And when you're playing against these teams, it's, you know, you have to play smart. It's all about focusing and staying in the game. We make a couple of mistakes, we get punished for them. And that's the level that you're at when you can't make those, you know, mental breakdowns. You can't make those turnovers. You got to be tougher on the puck. There's so many things that could have went on a flick of a wrist. That could have basically been 1-1 at one point, and then 2-2 when Grant Pritz got the goal. But I was really proud of the team on Friday night. I thought we played really, really well. We went down to Franklin Sports Bar to watch it. And even the touching on the first goal, great play by Naz, gets the puck to the front line net. And, you know, Prince just basically gets right into the blue paint. And I mean, I was interviewing him this morning, you're probably not going to score any tougher goals this season, you know, right on your doorstep. But it's him getting into that blue paint that basically creates the buzz and tries that, you know, the goalie didn't know where the puck was. And Johnny on the spot puts it home, and they go 1-1 against Luko, sort of woke them up a wee bit. But this is where we really need to look at what we do right and what we do wrong on the ice. The big challenge is staying out of the penalty box. We're a physical league the whole way through, from Fife out the whole way up to the Belfast Giants. It's a physical league. Come play in the UK. And when you've got that physicality and don't use it in the right way, making maybe, as I say, just reaching for things, and it all comes down for tiredness, guys who maybe don't play 16, 17 minutes being asked to do that because of injuries, it makes it a game an awful lot harder. But overall, Friday, really proud of the group, really resilient the way they came, you know, they basically tried to stick back into it. Obviously, we talk about the 3-1 scoreline, but it was only 2-1 with the empty netter. 2-1 game, yeah. Do that against a team like so. I know Adam was very, very pleased with the effort.
Davey, you know, Sis has covered a lot there. He's absolutely right what he says. I thought defensively we were looking really, really well. I thought that, you know, Tyler Beskarwani at times looked like he was, you know, standing on his head to save a lot of the shots that were coming in. But overall, to outshoot them at home in Finland is not to be sniffed at.
Absolutely right. I think through the first 2 periods, certainly 24-21 or something, and shots on target. I think that 0-0 in the first, and then taking the lead, obviously massive in the game. And we did take the lead, didn't we?
Yep.
We did.
1-0 up. That lovely half wall drive by Naz, and as Simon said, there, Prince on the spot to make it 1-0. And then I suppose getting pegged back quite quickly sort of tilted, and then it was 1-1 going into the third period. 45 minutes in the game, that's when, just what Simon's touching on, going over the same topics again. You know, 3/4 of an hour into the game. Conditioning, I'm not saying conditioning's an issue, but we're so early in the season. What do you say there, Simon? 6, 7, 8 practices or something? So guys are still getting their legs. They're expected to play a lot more minutes. I'm not even going to say it was a tired mistake, but just the speed of the Finnish guy coming in with a little lift check, turn and burn, and they're in, bang, bang, play, and it's in the back of net. And I think Kiefer kind of alluded in the post-match interview, at this level, at the CHL level, you have to do everything quicker. You can't switch off for a millisecond. The puck's off your stick and it's in the back of your neck before you even turn around. And that's a massive learning curve for us to take into our domestic season, which, you know, with all intents and purposes, are the big prizes that we're chasing. We're not chasing CHL Would love to win the CHL. Not going to happen. It's like Glenn Torrent going into the Champions League. You know, you go in and you have your day in the sun. You make up what of it is. We're getting away to Austria. We're getting away to Finland. We were talking the other day. There was somebody saying, "Oh, we need to be competing better against these teams." What was it I put on, Paddy? Finland World Championship gold, 2019, 2021 World Championship silver, Olympic gold medalist. I know we're not playing the Finnish national team, but that's the infrastructure, if you like, that you're playing against. You're playing against guys that are coming through a system, and that Finnish team we were playing on Friday, roster maybe on elite prospects of about 30 players, 24 of them, 25 of them Finnish. Couple of Norwegian guys, couple of Canadians, American, whatever, you know. So they're heavily invested in their own infrastructure. It's a hockey country, you know. It was always going to be tough. 2-1 game, as Simon said, they throw in an empty netter when you go panic tactics, as someone once called it, Paddy. You know, back in the day, you pull the goalie, you go for that extra opportunity. It's a very small margin, very small percentage chance of getting that empty net goal, but it can happen. We've seen it happen. I've seen it happen twice in one play before. So, you know, unfortunate, and it'll have taken a lot out of legs whenever we were probably throwing a lot of our eggs in that one basket, Simon. You know, Friday afternoon was probably the target game of the weekend. If we were going to get anything out of either game, we're probably more likely to get something out of the Friday game. So we've thrown everything at that. We've lost another player. We're obviously missing Laker. And then you're going into Tampere the following day, which is, you know, you're on a beaten docket there.
100%. Let's move on to the, because I think that on the back of that game, and I thought that the performance was tremendous. I thought it was outstanding from the Giants going into it. And like I was in my local pub with a man you know well, says John Crawley was there with his son Nick, and they were all, it was his birthday, so happy birthday to John. But it's like the performance that was going on, they said themselves that the Giants were looking well, and especially going up against a team in Finland, and to perform the way that we did. So it was absolutely credit to the Giants and the way that they played. And it's a difficult prospect going in for two games the way we had, and then we went into that game the next afternoon against Tappara, who of course, as we said last week, are the CHL champions, are the SM Liga champions, you know, one of the top leagues in Europe. And unfortunately, the Belfast Giants fell to a shutout defeat to 6-0. Puaka, I'm going to struggle here. Halloran with two, Keskinen and Camper, and then the other goal came from Baptiste, that rounded out six. In nets for the Belfast Giants, you had Tyler Bescarani, of course, and he made 27 saves, 6 goals against. The other side was a shutout for Christian Helyanko, 12, but he only faced 12 shots in the whole game. Says, what more do you expect, I guess, from the CHL champions? They're going to come at you. I made a comment during the game to yourselves, boys. I thought defensively they were so tight. And so it was, because, you know, I think it was 30 minutes into the game before we had our second shot and goal.
Yeah, I think this is back to the date that when the draw was made, and one of the comments the coach, he says, getting the guys back together in August, and they said, no, we're back on the ice next week. So, you know, basically from the first week in June, right, the whole way through the summer, and maybe getting a couple of days off. But that's the quality that you're up against. And, you know, I remember Taff saying that the arena that he was at the World Championships there this year, and he says the arena is just absolutely incredible, and that's partly one of the reasons that I really would have liked to have made that trip. You know, when you get the opportunity at players at our level, at this level, you know, if they don't get that opportunity to play in buildings like I said an awful lot, and when that comes along, and you know, you basically go back there, and if I have to touch on the fans, the Giants fans that went out to Finland, absolutely brilliant. You hear come across really loud on the feed coming from Viaplay. But this is what you're up against. You're playing against the best team in Europe and all intents and purposes. And, you know, Tampere are a really, really strong setup. Being down, you know, Gendron and obviously Laker being out and guys playing the night before, it makes a big difference. They played Thursday night, had a rest on Friday, played Saturday. And that makes a huge, huge difference. Our schedule wasn't ideal. You know, you see other idiots from around the league basically saying about, you know, Giants, you know, out of their depth, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they're probably right. We are at our depth, and we get the Champions League at that level playing against the European champions.
This is the elite league. You know what I mean?
You know, it's basically incredible to think that, you know, that we even were on the same ice as them, and on certain parts of it as well. I mean, Luko the night before, if we'd have taken something out of Luko, it would have been absolutely unbelievable. It really would have been probably, to be honest, arguably one of our best results ever.
Was there an opportunity missed there, Simon?
Yeah, I think there was. And I think the boys felt that as well. And, you know, talking to a few of them today, I haven't seen them over the weekend. So talking to a few of them today, they were disappointed. You could see it in their face when they're getting on the ice this morning. And, you know, obviously yesterday was their first day off since they all came into Belfast there three and a half weeks ago. Their first day off. So, you know, that all counts for something. You need to recharge your batteries. They haven't got much time to recharge it because they were on the ice this morning. They left Belfast at 6 o'clock to get to Dublin to get a food and basically be up at 4:30 in the morning to get to Dublin Airport. So, you know, when you have a team like ourselves doing all that traveling, getting to Austria for the game on Thursday night, but also putting up another good performance against Tampere, it was never going to be easy. Disappointing, again, that we couldn't get a goal. It's always, you know, if you get a goal against a team like that, that would have been like the icing on the cake to a certain extent. But when you only get 12 shots against them, Paddy, you mentioned it right at the top of bringing in the link itself. They're a top team. They know how to box guys out. They know, you know, there's a lot of experience in that room, Tampere. And credit to them because, again, to be honest, they scored 6. They could have scored a lot more.
Davey, what did the Giants get out of that game? As in, you know, yes, we spoke last week about how, you know, it's going to be difficult. It was a win or learn situation. So what have we learned?
Learned that in the CHL refs maybe call a penalty slightly easier even than the EIHL, which we know is a little, you can't be given power plays away. I think
it's always tough.
Yeah, yep. So I think they had 4 goals on the power play as well, and we talked about those, you know, and we played the extra man rules in our exhibition games against Cardiff, and that'll have helped us to an extent. But I think that at this stage in the Champions League, we should be looking at what Simon's saying. Let's go get a goal. Let's go. It's a really good opportunity for the guys to have a bit of a bonding experience as well on the road, getting to know each other, because, as I've said, the business starts in a couple of weeks for us in terms of the domestic season. I don't necessarily subscribe that Tampere could have scored that many more. I think we limited them to 33 shots, and I think limiting the European champions, one of the very best teams, the ice and on the continent, the 33 shots is terrible. It's a pretty decent defensive display. You take that on any night back home, you know, although we're very good defensive in the domestic game. Getting a goal would have been outstanding, and I think going into this week we have to just reset again, go back in with the same attitude that we had on Friday. It was going to be an exhausting, playing 2 games in less than 24 hours was always going to be exhausting, and we put so much into Friday, and obviously then losing Miles as well and Laker being out, you know, you're short-bodied even this early into the season. It was going to be difficult, but like take as you said, take these as learning experiences, enjoy the road trips, enjoy the camaraderie, enjoy learning the all about each other, and just go out and just play for that badge in your chest and do whatever we can.
Here, here. Right, let's move it along, gentlemen, because we've got our first guest in the green room, so we're going to batter ahead. But the highlights of both these games are available from the CHL on YouTube. Well worth a look, because I think, you know, especially that game, if you didn't get to see the game on Friday or you're just catching up in the game on Friday, definitely the performance there I thought was made you buoyant as a Belfast Giants fan with the season that we have ahead. And, you know, we do have a target on our backs with regards to the Elite League. If you want to see what the Giants can do, definitely that. And the Tampere game is also worth watching, because you see what we can do against one of the best teams in Europe. And I think it was, you know, despite the results, I think it actually was quite a positive weekend for the Belfast Giants in what was achieved. Right, and we've mentioned his name not that long ago. Unfortunately, he took an injury over the weekend, and he's joining us now. It's Miles Gendron. How you doing, mate?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Turn your phone 90 degrees and should pop out. That's perfect, buddy. First of all, how's the injury?
It's good. It's coming along. Feeling better each day. So hopefully be back on the ice before any time long.
How frustrating is it to, when you're in that position where you're in such a big game and you know, an opportunity to CHL to take an injury like that? It must be just disheartening.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough to swallow. I really thought we were playing so well and we were just kind of rolling. The ability to roll 60 and just keep everyone on the ice, keep everyone fresh. I felt bad for the guys, honestly, because you just have to end up playing so many more minutes and hard minutes, especially against a good team. But I really felt like we were rolling. So it was really tough because I thought we had a chance to win that game for sure.
And for the game this week, you're obviously traveling along with the boys. What's your role going to be this week? Cheerleader?
Yeah, no, just getting the chance to be around the guys. I think it's huge. It's so early in the year, just making friends. Obviously, I only know a couple of guys coming in. So just the more chances to be around the guys, it's awesome. So
we were just talking about that, kind of what we can take out of this CHL, because in terms of, we're not in a position to win the CHL. We're playing against some of the very premium opposition across the continent, but that ability to go away on a couple of decent road trips together, get to know each other, that'll stand us in good stead going forward.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think everyone in our locker room believes we can win these games. Even Tampere, like going into it, we thought if we skated well that we would have a chance to give them a good game, but I think the rest of the way through, like our next four games, we all believe we can win those games, so we're hoping for those results.
Gino, when you look at the, obviously you didn't get the chance to play on Saturday, but when you look at the arena, the types of arena that you're skating into as a team, and you were sitting in the crowd watching, but when you're playing in an arena like Tampere's new rink was basically opened there a year, 18 months ago, tell us how it makes you feel as a player, how you know, it basically, obviously, you know, gives you the opportunity there to play at the higher level in the CHL, and also, you know, have the experience of playing in rinks like that.
Yeah, it was super cool. I mean, even just our away locker was pretty crazy. Obviously, our rink in Belfast is really nice, but even just like their away locker room and stuff, it's, you walk into it, it feels like a home rink. Like you have the best setup, and it was really cool to be in that arena. It's that's a pretty special rink.
You were to play it, obviously, the first whatever amount of minutes you played on Friday night against Luko. The whole team put in a really great effort. Unfortunately, came out there on the wrong end of the 3-1 loss. But what was your feelings on how we performed on Friday evening?
Yeah, I thought I mean, I was pretty upset for the second and third, so I wasn't able to get such a good read. But I mean, when I was playing in it, it felt like we were the faster team. Our team skates really, really well. So I think if you skate well, you can play with anyone. I think we really have a chance to be a really good team. Like we just put teams under pressure with our speed and skating. And it felt like on the ice, like that was a game we should have won. And I know that everyone in that locker room felt the same way.
Miles, I want to come back at you with a question. You're talking about going to these away arenas, beautiful away arenas, getting really lovely locker rooms. A little word for Taff. He makes it even extra even more homely. The work he puts in for you guys, just turning up and everything sitting there.
Yeah, he's a really good equipment manager. He's probably the best I've had. And I played in some cool places, and he just makes sure everything is perfect. You don't even really have to ask him to do stuff. It's just done. Like skates are perfect. It makes it so there's no excuses when the puck drops.
He definitely has no OCD issues at all. None whatsoever. There was a night, me and Simon, it might have been last year, the year before, can't remember when it was, in the last couple of years. It was maybe after midnight. He was still in the rink. He was doing everything. And so me and Sam said, we'll help him. He's setting up for the next day. And we went round and we were setting just the tiles out in the stalls. Nothing else, just the tiles. And he came round after every single tile. Like 90 degrees. Yeah. He's quite an operator, our Taff.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that. Every day I hang my stuff up in my stall. And as soon as I hang it up, he'll come over and adjust it a little bit. I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm trying to help him out and make sure it's perfect. One day I'll make sure that he doesn't have to touch it when it goes up.
Yeah. What have your initial impressions been of Belfast? Obviously, you've made the choice to come across and join us. Has it, you know, it is a question where you go, has it let you down? It's not as if you're going to go, oh, no, it's been rubbish, mate. But, you know, has it met with expectations?
I think it's exceeded them. I mean, everything is so high end. You really feel like you're playing in the NHL. I've been to some NHL training camps. I've been lucky enough. And it's really has that same feel, which is pretty remarkable. It's like, I don't know if it was something I never thought I would get a chance to do again, but it's pretty special, like, to see all the work that goes in, the fans. I mean, our preseason games felt like playoff games. It was kind of crazy thing to be a part of. I just think you can't compare it to it. And then the city, just been able to go downtown a couple times and eat. And it's just such a cool city. And our living arrangements are amazing. Just right next to the arena, it makes everything so easy. And I see why guys come back year after year.
What about the arena? Like, you played in front of that large crowd in the opening preseason game against the Cardiff Devils. Do you see that many people cheering you on? Obviously, you know, ultimately the result is not what we wanted, but it was sort of give you an insight as to what we're going to see through the season.
Yeah, it was so special. I mean, that many people to come to a preseason game. I wish we could have got the result, but we were playing a little bit of preseason hockey. It was a little not as structured as you'd want to see. But I think it was just so cool to be out there and play in front of that many people in a preseason game. I've never seen anything like that.
Davey says,
Says, do you want to go? I've got one.
You go ahead, Davey. Work away.
So obviously, Miles, come to Belfast and the hockey is priority and winning trophies and hanging banners, and that's all that goes without saying. You must be wanting to take away something from the other side, from going and seeing Belfast, playing in a different country, playing in Northern Ireland. What are your expectations for the away experience, the away from the ice experience?
Well, I'm doing my schooling, which is pretty cool. Getting the chance to do that. I know a bunch of other guys are in the same boat, so that's really cool. Just looking forward to the future of my life, and the Giants are helping me set up for a better future than I would if I didn't have my master's. And then just being able to travel is always really cool, and see new places. My wife and I love seeing new places, trying new things. And I mean, it gives us an awesome, I think we looked to a flight to London was like $30. So it's like that.
Where did you see that? Because I haven't seen one for £30 in a long time.
I think it was, maybe it was 40. I don't know. But it was, I know it didn't worry me. So that's something I'm looking forward to, just the accessibility to see the whole world. I mean, not many people get to do that and travel. So it's a pretty cool experience for sure.
You talk about your wife, Jackie, there. Obviously, Jackie is pretty active on TikTok. With Puck, your dog, and she's certainly getting out and about and taking the dog for walks and bits and pieces as well. She seems to be enjoying the experience in Northern Ireland as well.
Yeah, she loves it. She would love anywhere, I think. She's just the most positive person. So she's such a good person to have by my side. I mean, she's happy no matter what we do. But I think it's extra special because I can tell how excited she is just to go out and try stuff. And there's so much stuff for her to do. And it just makes my life easier when she's so happy in a place.
Tell me this. I want to take you back to the Friendship Four where you con. You know, we're missing the Friendship Four this year, but we're hoping it's going to be back next year. From a fan point of view in Northern Ireland and the UK especially, they just don't – I don't think there's enough people to actually get the Friendship Four. It's what the level of hockey that the guys are coming in and playing. And, you know, there's every year they've been here, there's been players who have played in the Friendship Four that have actually gone on to play in the show. But what was your experience of the Friendship Four? And obviously, you know, it didn't go your way and you didn't win the bell pot in that time. What was your experience of Belfast back then?
It was amazing. I mean, I said when I signed here, it was probably one of the main reasons I decided to sign here was I'd been here and it was UConn versus BU our first night, I think. And it was sold out, crazy fans. And it's like, these people don't even know who UConn or BU is, like, why is there so many people here? I think I think it's just a testament to how much the people of Belfast really love hockey. And it was so cool to see. And we just had such a good time on that trip, even though we didn't win. But I mean, just the chance as college students, like I said, to travel and see stuff and go as a team. Like we did a bunch of stuff on that trip, and it was just amazing. And I've actually followed Belfast on Twitter ever since, just because I enjoyed it so much. And I always thought of it as a place that would be really cool to play. And here we are. So
it's such a fun tournament, not just obviously from your respect, but from our respect as well. We've talked about it at length in this podcast, that how much we enjoy it. And I'd say it has benefited us and players like yourself, you know, and Darcy Murphy and all guys who have come through. Hopefully we get it back again and it continues. One last question before we let you go. Obviously, how's the with this weekend's games and then returning to the SSC Arena on Saturday, what's the atmosphere like with the boys?
Really good. I think everyone's upbeat. I think the day off really helped us refresh, and then we had a great practice today. Guys just getting the feel of the puck again, and we chased it a lot against Tampa, so it's just good to get your confidence back, feel the puck. I think the guys really do believe that this is a trip where we can go in and win. So there'll be no moral victories for us this weekend. I think we're all hoping that this is the weekend we have our break and we start to turn the corner.
Well, listen, mate, we really appreciate you coming on. Hopefully the injury clears up really quickly. We get to see you back on the ice with the Belfast Giants. Enjoy the trip to Austria, and we'll chat to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right. Cheers, Shane.
Big thanks to Miles for coming and joining us. And, you know, great guy, great attitude, and I credit the team, sis.
He really is. He's such a good guy. And you know, I know he's disappointed. I was speaking to him this morning, disappointed, obviously, not getting the on the ice and you know, playing this weekend. But I think the news was more positive with regards to the injury, and it's not as bad as what we first thought and first feared. Yeah, hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. But really, really good guy.
A lot of love in the chat for Jackie as well. A lot of people getting to know what Jackie's videos on TikTok. Maybe we can, you know, she's got a big following. Can she help us with the TikTok? We're not doing much on the TikTok here.
I would say Jackie, I would be surprised if Jackie's not watching right now. So take it on your TikTok, Jackie. Get our word out there that people know.
We have Ben Lake coming on shortly, but before we do that, Simon, of course, popped down the train and had a chat with Jeff Mason, and I had to wing it with the next interview, which was quite entertaining. So yeah, let's get that.
Tuesday morning, back to work. Preparations for Austria this week against Innsbruck. Tough task of the weekend, obviously just passed, and really great effort against Lukko. On the Friday afternoon, what was your thoughts on that game?
I thought we played really well. I think, you know, coming out of that game, we felt like we had a good chance to win that game. And then looking at the numbers afterwards, it really disappointing that we weren't able to, you know, find a way to get more out of that game. We really liked the effort, thought we did a lot of really good things, and happy with the guys' performance. Saturday night obviously was a bit more difficult. We knew that going in. Second night of a back-to-back against a really good team. And 5-on-5, I thought we did some pretty good things. We knew if we got into a special teams match with them, it would be a tough one. And you know, we took 8 penalties. They scored 4 power play goals. They had a shorthanded goal. And obviously that's a can't come back from that. But it, you know, like I said, a really good effort on Friday night, and hoping to kind of replicate that going into Innsbruck on Thursday.
What's your thoughts on that rule change where, you know, the power play becomes a major basically for 2 minutes?
It's great for you in the instances like in Cardiff when it worked in our favor. You know, could go the other way on you. Although, like I said, we took 8 penalties against on Saturday night against Tampa. We conceded 4 goals, but none. You know, didn't give up more than 1 on any of them. So, but yeah, it certainly can be. It can be the difference in a game. A team can put a game out of reach, you know, pretty quickly if they get really hot.
When we look at the new guys coming in, 13 new players coming. Obviously, you lose Ben Lake for the weekend. You lost Mads Jemmeren early on in the Friday game as well. How do you think the new boys performed, especially coming in and only getting 2 games against Cardiff the week before?
you know, I think there's some guys that have shown us some really good things. And like I said, it is, you know, the injuries early on are always tough to deal with. And we haven't been on the ice a lot, so we are still finding our footing. Guys are building chemistry, you know, and getting into that kind of game shape that you need to be in. But we've seen some good things, and hopefully, like I said, we can have a couple good practices here leaning into Innsbruck and go in and have a really strong performance.
Innsbruck, Thursday, a team that when we've seen the draw, we thought was going to be capable of getting a performance, getting the result against. They come up with a big result against Servette there last Friday as well.
Yeah, no, they certainly showed their quality in the, you know, beating the Swiss A team, you know, in their first Champions League game. So it's a team that, you know, we'll certainly prepare hard for and hopefully we'll come in, have a solid all-round performance. See you laughing behind me.
He's going to put your hair sniping on behind you with our scissors.
But yeah, I think it's a team that we feel confident if we go in and we play our game, we certainly have a chance to win.
Cheers, miss.
You got it.
Greg, tough weekend. Get your first goal for the Belfast Giants. I'm not going to say a top end, but you're right place at the right time. Well, first, your game against Luke on Friday night. We were right in that game. Unfortunately, you just come out on the wrong end of it. But what was your thoughts on the first game?
Yeah, we came out hard. I thought we played well. I think it definitely gave us a lot of confidence. And took a little bit of a step back Saturday, but I think we're going to have a good week of practice here and then get back to it.
And it is back to work very quickly. Obviously, that game against Tampere on the Saturday night, they're a quality outfit. You know, they're the champions for a reason. And unfortunately, again, just, you know, taking too many penalties, it's cost us.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had 24 minutes in penalties. So
go on down now. It's okay. Sorry about that, folks. We'll have to change the player longer because Greg Prince is away down for the power play effort. Mr. Long, how are you? This is on the move, mate. On the move.
Just waiting for my power play.
We're talking about the game against Tampere on Saturday night. You know, it's always a tough ask to go into a building like that. But what was your thoughts on the performance?
Yeah, I mean, first period we had a good first period. We stuck with them, and I think we just needed to try and maintain that level. But obviously, the class and the speed kind of took over the game, and the penalties obviously weren't helping either when we get a 14-minute.
It is tough when you're, I mean, even playing 5-on-5 against a team like Tampere, it's always going to be tough. But when you're taking 8 penalties in a game, they scored 4 power plays, even without the game penalties continuing. What positives can you take from that game?
I mean, we've got plenty of practice on the kill. But no, I mean, you have to wash that one.
Keep going. You weren't watching the game.
I haven't even watched the game yet.
Let's talk about Innsbruck on Thursday. It's a game we can win. The boys feel they can win. The coaches feel they can win. You must be looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's a beautiful place to go and visit. We're not going there for a holiday. We're going there to get the win. We see Innsbruck as a team where we can get a win. And obviously, we want to progress to the next stage too. So we're going to have to start picking up the wins in the competition to progress.
Then it's back in Belfast on Saturday against Bolzano, another team that we feel that we can get a result against, but again, it's all about this week, and the focus is all on Thursday right now.
Yeah, 100%. Like you said, Saturday will come around when it comes around. Obviously, we'll have the Seal Army behind us, which will help too. But yeah, try to get a win in Innsbruck before that.
When are you back to your other job? And you know, whereabouts is it again?
It's not Orangefield Lane. We have 3 jobs.
All right, okay.
Yeah, we've got one in Hollywood, one on Orangefield Lane where I am, and Belmont Road.
Okay.
But if you want to see me, I'm in Orangefield Lane. I'm actually working today till 5 and getting a bus at 6 down to Dublin. Fully booked today.
Fully booked today. Can I get my haircut?
No.
Cheers, Longer.
You're welcome.
A busy man. Big thanks to
if you watch the videos, if you watch all those videos, anytime we're doing it on the ice, he skates about in the background.
I saw him, yeah.
Waiting for you to get it. And, you know, I just, as soon as I called him over there on that one, he was, he definitely wasn't ready for it. So,
he wasn't ready for it. And he didn't open with his usual line, which I'm very thankful for.
No. The least said about that, the better, for sure.
But yeah, big thanks to Jeff Mason, Greg Prince, and of course to Kieran Long for their time. Thanks for popping down there, Shays, and doing the chat with the boys. And on to our next guest. Delighted to welcome back Dave Hughes from the Bridge, a man who unfortunately had to sit out the weekend. And hopefully we'll see him back in skates pretty soon. That's of course Ben Lake. How are you, mate?
Hey guys, all good. How are you?
Not too bad. Turn your phone 90 degrees. That'll do the job there. From your point of view, how frustrating was it to watch from the sidelines at the weekend?
It's always tough. Oh, got my finger in the way there. It's never enjoyable not playing. Especially early in the season. To kind of not be able to join the boys out there, it's frustrating. But at the same time, you just got to have the best attitude about it and do whatever I can to kind of motivate the boys and be there for the boys. We know those two games in Finland were tough games. Obviously, the first one, we played really well. I think we could have won that game, but just kind of a few bounces. And we know these top kind of Finnish teams, top CHL teams, are, if you give them any opportunity, they're gonna hurt you. So, and then Saturday was, you could tell the boys kind of ran out of steam towards the end of the game. I think 5-on-5. We were right there with them. It's just the penalties kind of killed us there.
What was the atmosphere like after the games for the boys? Were they upbeat or were they just, you know, hurting from the game?
I think after the first game, it was definitely, obviously you never want to lose a game. And I think there was a lot of frustration there since we were so close. At the same time, you know, we thought we played a really good game, and then on Saturday, I think we were hurting pretty bad after that one. But at the same time, you got to forget about it and you got to move on and think about the next game, and that's on to Innsbruck now.
Laker, we were talking earlier. We're talking to Miles Gendron as well, about just the importance of getting this little road trip. All you guys come together with the boys that've been here before, and just sort of mixing up and taking these trips as a bit of a bonding experience.
100%, yeah. I think that's kind of one of the main reasons I wanted to be involved on traveling with the team. Obviously not playing, but I think it's really important, especially in this early part of the season. I think the road trips are when you come together the most. So I didn't want to miss out on any of that and kind of be behind the eight ball on getting to know all the new guys. So I think that's really important part of hockey and part of sports. So I think, it's huge. And obviously there's a lot of time to spend together. You're at the hotel, you're playing cards with each other. I think it's massively important, especially in this early part of the year.
Nick, who are you sharing with?
I'll give you one guess.
Well, he's already sent me a photograph.
Why? Of course he is. He can't stay out of it.
No, I know. It's all about him. It's all about him. He sent me a WhatsApp. Heard you slobbering about me. We're not slobbering about him at all.
Yeah.
Big card.
I would pan the camera, but he doesn't have a lot of clothing on.
That's not saying that, man. listen, after being so successful last year, winning the three trophies, a lot of changes in the room this year, both in the room and obviously the guys that are coming into the room. But how do you reset and get your mindset back to square one? Last year's gone, and let's prepare for this year.
Yeah, I think it was kind of the same case last year at the start of the year. Obviously, we had a successful season 2 years ago, and I think Kiefer does a good job at reminding everyone it's a clean slate. Anything we did last year doesn't mean anything, especially with a big group of new guys. I think it's just important for not only the returning guys, but everyone to just get to know each other and just move forward and move forward as a new unit. So obviously there's the way we want to play, and the quicker that all of us returners can instill that and the coaching staff instill that into the new guys, we know it's a successful brand of hockey. So I think as soon the sooner we kind of all come together and play the way Kiefer wants us to play, then hopefully the success follows.
Just on that point as well, I know, and Sam is absolutely right. You look back and you look back at the season we had last season, but you want to move on from that. Reflecting on the successes last season, what was it that brought us to those titles, and what are you taking into the next year?
It's tough to pinpoint one thing. I think there's multiple factors. Obviously, there was a lot of adversity that went on, and I think the core group of guys really stuck together and kept believing in each other. I think obviously bringing Vesco back was a huge help for us. And then I think going on a run in this league is so important. And I don't know, I can't remember when it was, maybe just after Christmas, January time is we went on a, I think 14, 15 game win streak or something like that, and really set ourselves up for the back half of the season. So I think, yeah, it's a multitude of factors, but yeah, we just had a great group of guys and everyone stuck together and we all believed, and we never thought we were out of it, even when there was times where it looked like we might be. But, and I think winning that Challenge Cup kind of gave everyone that taste of winning, and we just wanted more.
It's interesting because, you know, we often say, and we talk about, you know, the way that recruitment's done with the Belfast Giants and bringing in the right guys and whatever. And yes, we had the adversity of last season, but how, you know, you could bring in some of the really great talented guys and guys who, you know, were able to rip up the league themselves, but how important is it to have the right attitudes in the locker room?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think everyone probably in any person that's played a sport has been in a locker room with negative personalities, people who kind of don't want to be there. And it's just cancerous to a team. So I think the sooner you can weed those guys out and have that cohesiveness in a locker room where everyone's pulling together, pulling the rope the same direction, and there's no negativity and everyone wants to win. And everyone in the locker room understands their role and does what they need to do to help the team win. I think that's the perfect mix for, you can have all the talent in the world, like you said, but I think it's important that you have good people. And I think, and Kiefer and Steve know that. And I think the last 2 years we've had some good people in that locker room. And I think we've kind of set a culture instead of standard. And I think we just need to continue that. And as the longer that continues, then I think we'll continue to have success in this league.
One last question. What's your own prognosis, Ben? When are we going to see you back in a Giants jersey on the ice?
I'm hoping either Glasgow weekend or the weekend after. We'll see how I'm feeling. But yeah, it's not too major, but it's kind of a case right now where if it were to be too early, then I could probably make it a lot worse. So just kind of need to play it by ear now. Started skating, so that's a good first step. And then I'll be skating in Innsbruck, and it's getting better every day. So fingers crossed sooner rather than later.
Fantastic. We look forward to seeing you back on the ice. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your trip. Safe trip to Austria. I know the Giants fans are looking forward to seeing everybody back at the SSE on Saturday. Good night, Kieran. We will...
I want Sean. He's watching God knows what on his phone.
But listen, safe journey, mate. We'll catch up with you again later.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. Have a good night.
Cheers, Licker.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.
big thanks to Ben Lake for joining us. The lads have an early start tomorrow, so getting those guys on the chat before they head off, we really, really do appreciate it. Gentlemen, not a lot of news around the league, except for one thing. No, except for one thing, right? And I am gonna bring it up. I'm gonna search for it here because we're trying to improve this league. We're 100% trying to improve this league. But when you have things like this,
arena. Morning to you. Welcome to the Utilita Arena, our home, our church, and we're back. First day is induction day. What's induction day?
This, of course, well, it's when all the players, the video that was put up by the Sheffield Steelers yesterday, day before. And I know that you, Simon, you shared it with us on our WhatsApp, and a lot of people maybe tuned out pretty early because it's just the same old nonsense. But it goes on to something. They ended up deleting it because of what was deemed to be somewhat of a xenophobic comment towards the end, directed at the Nottingham Panthers, where he was more or less calling them the French national team and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's fine. Everybody can have their opinions of that. It wasn't really well put forward, Simon.
Pretty boring day in some senses, but a pretty exciting
yeah, it's not ideal. He seems he's a good guy, but course, just sometimes different messages being sent in different directions, I think, is easy as well looking at it. And I think they realized pretty quickly what the situation was with it and took it down. So, yeah, eventually it was taken down. Not ideal. We are trying to grow the league. We have an unbelievable comms team off the ice. It's unbelievable the way they go about their business and they look keep us right and keep the players right and keep the coaches right and sometimes it's needed as well because you know I don't get me wrong, I mean we've all had times where we've come out and said stuff, but it needs to be if it's going to be put on our socials in any way, shape or form. It has to be top notch because if it's not, it's not going on. So I'm just glad we have a really good comms team and led by Ann Graham and they keep us right in every way.
David, your opinion?
Just what Simon's saying there, it staggers me. It's a bit like MP's expenses, if you like. I can't understand how their mistakes can be made. That should just go in front of one or two other people. Do you think this is okay? Not so sure about that. Rather than just record it in your phone and stick it out there, it's just, it's like Crawley and Paisley Jr., whatever, going holidays. Whenever his assistant filled that out, Holiday Lamaldi, no, I don't think you should claim for that, mate. It just needs somebody else to say, just have be sensible here. Look, I have that much of a tan today. I'm expecting to get blocked by him on Twitter for being too brown. So, you know, he's just got things that he just needs to calm down about. He shouldn't be doing it. It needs nipped in the bud. And again, to delete more tweets than to put out, you know,
Do you know what? I agree. It's so poorly done. And like, okay, they've obviously recognized the mistake and they've deleted it. And you know, we've shown it to you. But it's like, but they've deleted it. And somebody's basically went, come on, mate. And it's happening. It's happened so much, unfortunately, with Mr. Sims. But you'd like to think, hopefully, that that they'll have learned their lesson. And you know, they want to reach out to. Well, I know. But
sounds unlikely.
But you know, there are French Canadians playing for the Sheffield Steelers. You know what I mean? It's a student town as well. I'm sure there's some you know French students in town, and if you're putting out stuff like that, it just doesn't bode well. If you're trying to draw like this sort of melting pot of different people coming in to watch your team. So I was absolutely astounded by it, to be honest with you. And yeah, so you know, I don't think anything will come of it. I think they've done the deletion and that'll be it. And, you know, it comes on the back of last week with Sheffield when they didn't know how to spell Sheffield, which was, you know, the PR hasn't been great the last couple of weeks for the Steelers. Anyway, that was the big talking point that everybody really enjoyed in the last couple of days. The Belfast Giants will be back in action, as we said, on Thursday when they travel to Austria to take on Innsbruck. That'll be at 6:30 p.m. and you'll get that on Viaplay Extra before returning to face Bolzano, a team we faced before many years ago, as I called it, the Steve Saviano Derby or the Alex Foster Derby. I think we got both of those players from Bolzano. And that'll be back at the SSC Arena 7 p.m. on Saturday, also on Viaplay. Says you're going to be on Viaplay with Murph?
I have been invited on for one of the games, but yes. I'm not sure which one it is. I better actually ask him because I haven't done any homework for it. So I'll reach out to Murph now. I know he's busy, obviously, everything in Glasgow, but he'll be at the game on Saturday. So, I'll reach out to him and find out if it's this Saturday or if it's the one of the games in October.
What are your thoughts, gents? I know, Davey, this is your favourite part of the show, but ultimately we have the lessons that we've learned. There has been talk that there are, you know, of the games remaining, there is the ability for the Belfast Giants to pick up a scalp or two here.
I like the positivity. The guys we're talking with there, the in the interviews on the ice at the Ice Bowl, and the couple of guys that we had on there tonight. It would be easy to be disheartened by the headline writers, rubbishness, at this stage of the season already. But, we've done all right there. We played really well on Friday. I think we had two pretty good performances. Rusty, the first game against Cardiff, I thought we played really well in Cardiff. Really good, strong game last Friday. And as mentioned by a couple of people there, 5-on-5 against Tampere, okay. You can't give away power plays against these teams. You're in big, big diffs. So staying 5-on-5 is going to be important. And trying to jump out to that first, get that first goal, that could be crucial in this game. We've had good goaltending from Besko right through the piece. So, hopefully there's something special can happen on Thursday night.
Simon?
Yeah, great. I think we've got the team and got a good group of guys that are heading out to Austria, and we can win this game. Besko was really good at the weekend. He played really well. I'm pretty sure Adam asked him if he wanted to come out after the second period. And Besko said, no, I want to stay in and help the boys. So, he still wants to play and he still wants to win. I know it's been put out there that we haven't won a game so far this season. But it's two games against the two top teams in Finland. We've got a real chance here in Innsbruck, and I know the boys are going to end the game with the mindset of getting that win. So Bolzano doesn't matter for Saturday. Nobody's thinking about Bolzano right now. It's all about what's happening for Thursday night in Innsbruck, and hopefully the boys can turn up, and hopefully they can put in a really strong performance, and hopefully they can come away with the win.
There's we've sent a photograph of some fans heading their way out there already, enjoying the delights of Austria. I love going to Austria. I love skiing in Austria. I love Austria as a country. And I see that Jeff Baum's dad, Jeff Baum, is out there enjoying himself. We got one in there as well for his John or Phillips, but he enjoying themselves out in Austria. So all the fans who are traveling out. Yeah, we hope you have a really good time. Enjoy it. Enjoy the delights that Austria has. It's a wonderful place. Those games, as I said, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. here in the UK on Thursday, game against Innsbruck, and I'll be on Viaplay. Likewise, we are finally home for our CHL game against Bolzano on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the SSE Arena. Get yourself down there. Or if you can't, it is also on Viaplay Extra with Murph and potentially our good friend, Mr. Simon Kitchen. Any other business, boys?
I just wanted to say a massive thank you to all the fans, all the anybody who contributed towards Blake the Boston fundraisers, whether it's in the GoFundMe page, which is still live, or it's for the raffle for Boston or the raffle for the playoff trip. And congratulations to Pamela Dennison she won the trip to Boston, and Michelle Main. Won the playoff trip, so congratulations to them. And those two prizes, when you put them together, are worth over £3,000. So they might not realize how much and how important it is to help raise those funds to get back to Boston for a trip of a lifetime. But it's again getting those funds together to basically make the trips, and it couldn't be happening without Sports Entertainment Tours. Sean and John at Sports Entertainment Tours have been absolutely brilliant for us. So thank you very much to them. Thank you very much to everybody that's donated in any way, any of the raffles or any of the GoFundMe page. We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely wonderful to see, and the amount of people that put in for it, and congratulations to the guys who picked up the prize. And let's not forget, it's all about getting Blake out there and for him to have the time of his life, because the wee lad deserves something like this. And thank you to everybody who's been part of that. Davey, anything for yourself?
Thanks for the money. Yeah, thanks for everybody that put their hand in their pocket and bought a ticket. It's massively appreciated. We were talking earlier in that little charity WhatsApp we have that how fortunate we are in the position we've been for over maybe 10 years now to get involved in some of these charity donations. And all we're doing is funneling the money. It's the people that watch this and listen to the podcast money. All we do is try and direct it the right places. And I see Blake off on his travels to London there for the... Not sure. I'm going to say Pride of Britain Awards. I'm not sure what the actual awards are, Simon.
Yeah, it's not the Pride of Britain, but it's along some, those lines.
Most
inspirational young man, basically, for nominated. It's absolutely amazing. He's in Liverpool at the minute, and they travel down to London tomorrow.
Even Simon, the logistics that they couldn't fly because he can't sit up long enough, so they had to take him via boat. It's just crazy the adversity the kid has to go through. Like a lot of the kids that come to the games are that we're really fortunate to be involved with. So I hope he has a really, really good time at the awards on Thursday night. I see he's got a brand new suit all ready to go. So
has it been shown yet? Has it put it on Twitter yet?
Just zipped up. So
unbelievable.
Going to be looking very dapper, I believe.
I was lucky enough they invited me down on Sunday. We were there for lunch on Sunday. And by the way, massive thanks to Neil, the chef. In their house, I mean, I've been trying to cut back, but there was no way I was cutting back on that. That fry was outstanding. I they were here a few weeks ago, and you just don't realize. And I don't like using the word luck when it comes to kids. We've all got girls, and you know, on Sunday, wee Blake he's got a bed, which is in the living room, and he can't go anywhere else. And as you say, David, you know, he literally spends 95% of his time, which he's got to be laying back. Otherwise, the bodily functions and the parts of his body can basically get twisted, and it's just unbelievable to think. And then, you know, he's the happiest kid. Everybody bangs their elbow. Everybody bangs their funny bone, and it's bloody sore. And he banged his funny bone on Sunday against the bed. Just sort of turned around and shrugged it off, you know, and as if it was nothing. It's wee simple things. It's amazing what that whole family have had to go through and what they're going through now and what's going to happen in the future as well. And to play a small part in trying to help raise the funds through the club for wee Blake to get him and his family to Boston. I'm very, very humble about it. It's unreal. Just seeing him every day and growing older and cheekier every single day. I hope he has the best time tomorrow night. I know it's Prince Harry as Ledgley's is presenting the award to him. So, I hope he has the best time and wish him the best of luck because he's just a wee absolute star.
Hear, hear. Here, here. Well, that's it, gents. Then we'll start to wrap things up. Unless you got something, David, you want to add?
I sent you a little picture on WhatsApp, Paddy. I think it would be really remiss of me. And I don't want to take the tone down too much here. I had a little bit of bad news at the weekend there. A friend of the family, I'm being slightly self-indulgent because he wasn't a Belfast Giants fan that I know of. Bobby Starr, Simon, you would have known, my dad's business partner. His son passed away. John was born with really debilitating brittle bones, and John was given 3 hours to live, and John lived for 33 years. John passed away at home on Saturday morning. Some complications he passed away before the ambulance could get there. John tracked the Inca Trail. I don't know if you've got the picture or not there.
I'm just pulling it up now, mate.
So John did a lot in his life. John was wheelchair bound, very, very critically ill his whole life. Bobby took him to Peru and carried him across the Inca Trail there in Peru, and a great example of a dad loving his son. He fully qualified as an architect, was in the workplace. He obviously got his love of construction from Bobby and my dad's business, you know, and just an inspirational chap, raised an awful lot of money for charity, raised an awful lot of awareness for brittle bones. These people that go through this adversity, look on some of their problems with a smile. I remember at that time, and it's maybe not so PC now, there was a fantastic documentary called Crip on a Trip, and it was about four boys that took their really badly disabled through brittle bones, and they took him on a holiday around Europe because he couldn't go on a boy's holiday, and they wouldn't go without him. They're like, right, sort of rite of passage, you're in the school, we're off to INAP or whatever they're on. Well, we're going around Europe, interrailing or whatever. Oh, I can't go. What do you mean you can't go? And those four guys carried that kid around the place. And just inspirational stories all the time. John passed away, he's 33 at the weekend, and I just wanted to give him a little salute on the podcast.
That's brilliant, mate. Sorry to hear about that, but very well said, mate. Very well said. Well, with that, we'll start to wrap things up. As I said, the Belfast Giants travel to Austria on Thursday, 6:30 p.m. to take on Innsbruck in the Champions Hockey League. That will be on Viaplay Extra. Likewise, Belfast against Bolzano back at the SSE Arena Saturday at 7 p.m. In the Champions Hockey League. Again, get yourself down there, and if you can't, join Murph and maybe somebody else on Viaplay Extra. Big thanks to Ben Lake. Big thanks to Miles Gendron. Big thanks to the lads down at training and UCS for sorting that out, and Davey for videos and stuff like that. Big thanks to you, gents. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you.
We shout out our good mate, Mark Hitchcock. Get well soon.
Absolutely. Hear, hear. You can get us at AVFTB on Twitter, Facebook. You can get us on kingdomofthegiants.com. Send us an email, podcast@kingdomofthegiants.com. We can get on Instagram and all that sort of stuff. Big thanks to everybody who's been tuning in. Thanks for your comments and all that sort of thing. And we'll catch you here, wherever you are this weekend, especially if you're going to Austria. We hope you enjoy your hockey. We'll catch you here next time on A View from the Bridge. Podcast Network.